Adulting is a roller coaster of really high highs, low lows, and everything in between. If you are in the thick of this ride and changing your mind every 2 seconds about whether you are enjoying it or not, you're in the right place. Every 2 weeks, join the Adulting Out Loud hosts as we talk through our experiences as certified adults, offering each other encouragement, inspiration, and a good laugh. We hope to leave you feeling refreshed and ready to face everything adulting has in store for you. Thanks for listening.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Adulting Out Loud podcast. I am Carol, and I'm joined, as usual, by Yvonne.
Hi, hey, Yvonne. Hey, hi.
Hi, and Yunia. Hi, Yunia.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Yvonne.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I'm also doing fine. So we are going to be talking about friendship, specifically what causes friends to let go of their friendships. We'll also be sharing our experiences of letting go of friends. So the good and the bad, and some of the lessons we have learned along the way. So Yunia, what would cause you to let go of a friendship?
I think for me, it's drifting apart. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's not because of a bad event that happened, or I don't know, something that happened. It's just that we drifted apart and maybe we're not in the same place in life, same season in life. It's recognizing when it has run its course, and it's not necessarily that person has done something to me. It's just that somehow, yeah, we are not in that space anymore. And it's not that person is not my friend anymore. It's not that when we meet we won't talk, or it's just that maybe we're not as close as we once were, and they won't be my go-to person. I won't be calling them first when maybe I have an issue or need to talk to someone, or so that's one. Another thing that would cause me to let go of friendships is change in values. As we grow, we grow, and you realize that maybe that a person who was your friend before has changed in values, and it's kind of causing friction in the relationship. And it's not that all your friends should have the exact same shared values, but there are some things that are important to me, and maybe they're also important to them, and somehow those things have changed.
What about Yvonne? What has caused you to let go?
I agree actually with what Yunia said. I can relate to those two reasons. Then there is another reason of painful experiences. Sometimes, in friendships, people don't know how to handle friends, either when you're going through something difficult, or as a friend, you don't know how to handle the person who's going through a painful experience. And, there's usually a lot of assumptions and judgments in the process, and you end up just letting go because you feel, number one, for some people, I can speak for myself. For myself, I know I've distanced myself from people when I'm going through painful experiences just because I don't like talking about it. And so when you keep insisting about it, I drop you, like I stop communicating, sometimes I even block you. And before I unblock you, it takes time, because I just don't want to talk about it. But I've also had a friend let go of a friendship because they felt I and another couple of other friends were not there for her enough. So it actually depends with somebody's personality. But I know painful experiences have let people let go of friendships. Sometimes even not just friendships as in we are friends as girlfriends. Sometimes even marriages break because of, painful experiences. I don't know. There's just a difficulty in handling some of those things.
Can I ask something, Yvonne, before you move on? Why wouldn't you then just tell me that I just need space in this difficult time? Like, don't call me all the time, or text me all the time, or don't probe. Sometimes that hard thing is the first time it has happened in our friendship, and I just don't know. Like, do you want space? Don't you want space? So why not just be like, first give me space, please, and then we'll pick it back up when I feel fine talking about
it. Right now, as Yvonne, in this, at this age, It's not even about age. Where I am right now, I'd be comfortable telling someone, please, I don't want to talk about it. Don't insist. But let me tell you something, Yunia. It's just something about if it's your actually about the personality. If it's your personality to grow, if I'm going through something painful, even if I tell you that, you will not ask the questions, but your behavior, because you feel like the only way you can help is overcrowding me. In my own language, in quotes, it's overcrowding.
You think will continue?
Yes, they won't now speak about it, but their actions, you know, hey, I brought you food. Hey, let's go for a walk. Hey, and you know, you can only shut somebody for too long. And you know, for somebody like that, even if I was to tell them, I know what would happen. Okay, I'm assuming what would happen is they will retreat and they will not come back in my life until I welcome back. Yeah. And you know, that's the thing about painful experiences. When does it really end? You know, it's not like you'll say in 2 weeks, please come back. And yet for this, now for that kind of personality, because I've had a friend like that, for that kind of personality, when they're going through it, they're just too angry at you for not being present that they can't speak to you about it.
Yeah, because they feel like you should have known. Back.
Yes, they always come back and vent and tell you, I just need space to think about whether, you know, we can continue this friendship or not. Because for them now, it's a point of anger. Yeah. So it's not as easy. Yeah.
I feel like I've also like found myself in such situations where you just like, I don't know even how to explain why, but you somehow just go quiet. Either you're going through something hard or you're giving a distance, and to other friends who are like always probing or wanting to check up on you, like they will not understand, and it comes off as something hurtful on their end. And then it's like some kind of pain that has been inflicted on them that they can't even get over. So then that just makes the friendship,
it's like you're rejecting them as a friend.
Exactly. It's like you're rejecting them as a friend, but yet from my side, I feel like it's actually my way of loving them or protecting them from something like that. I do not know yet, so I'm trying to make sense of. And when I have that balance, for sure, I'm just so open to, you know, to talk about it with you. And but sometimes that doesn't work out well.
The second reason is new friendship. This happens sometimes in two ways. Number one, you become so engrossed with this new friendship that other people feel like, wait, this is a newcomer and she or he is taking all the time. Or secondly, sometimes this has happened with not just a normal friendship, but you know, like dating or a boyfriend, girlfriend or marriage kind of I'm not comfortable with some of your friends, so I ask you to drop them. I actually let go of two friendships, one with a lady, one with a guy.
Wow. When you talked about because of a new friendship, I was thinking in the context of groups, like, you know, especially girls, we have like, I don't know if you girls have it, but like we have like groups of friends. So now like Yvonne, like our group of friendship is different from the group of friends I have with Carol. So, but then now there's this as well, right? The three of us. So sometimes with groups, if let's say Carol was in Nairobi, Yvonne, right? Let's say she's in Nairobi and now she's like new here. Obviously, because we are her point of contact, she would be her first friends, you know? And so we want to introduce her to maybe like our group of
friends.
Like, you know, we're having this, you can come along. Sometimes the other girls are thinking, why are you bringing a new person to come along?
And you...
Who allowed you to invite people? What is this?
And you know, with our group, we've also experienced that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And you see, sometimes it puts the other person in a hard place because that's that person's friend, you know?
Yeah.
And for the rest of you, it's easy to say, no, don't let them come because you don't have that relationship. But it puts that person in a hard place. And sometimes that person will have to choose. Like, am I choosing my friend? Am I choosing a group of friends? Yes. And you may not have said did it. It's not like you told her, ah, you choose. But by you being like, ah, no, as we don't want that person to look up, it's true, you're telling true. Them to choose. It's you're basically telling them to choose. So for me, I thought about it in that way. And I think it's not nice, but...
it's
inevitable.
It's inevitable. It's not nice, but it's inevitable. Mm. Because the group is not saying it like because they are bad. It's saying it because with a new person comes the not being able to be vulnerable.
Comfortable. Like
comfortable. Yeah. Right? There are some things maybe that you share because you know these people and so you're so open with them. But with a new person, you feel like, can I trust them? Will I be able to, you know, like just open up and talk about like all those things? So yeah, that's the one way that I thought about it. So sometimes people let go of friendships because of that. Because if every time I'm saying, can Caro come? Can Caro come?
And they're like, no.
Yes,
no?
And they're like, no, no.
Yeah.
And maybe I go way back with Caro. Then maybe the next time I'll be like, ah, no, I won't be able to make it, you know, because I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask, can Caro come? And then they'll be like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but that's bad. Yeah, that's bad. I think we need to have a bit of, I don't know, balance and acceptance. I think for me, one of the causes of the friends I've let go has been the distance, long distance, different places, different countries. So then your seasons of life change and keeping some of the friendships has been hard. Yet, on the other hand, some have actually really grown with the distance, but I have let off some of the friendships because of that. Either you leave a place and there is nothing in common anymore, or you just do not keep in touch and you just drift apart. And then, you're no longer as close as you used to be. And painfully, at some point, you just like let go of that friendship. And then the cause for me has been, you know, when you are forming friendships, like when the friends are in their initial stages. So sometimes you know who might be your friend, or you have this expectation of maybe this would turn out to be a good friendship, but then it doesn't. Either one of you is not intentional, or there is actually just no connection. And then, and then you just have to, you know, let go of a friendship you hoped would form or would grow.
Yes.
Because the other person did not reciprocate your intention or your, Another one for me is like those real friendships where like men are involved or guys, whereby it's either the boundaries turn out to be
blurry
and then you have to painfully let go, or it's either one of your very good girlfriends gets married and then you have to have these boundaries with the new husband.
I've not had that my girlfriend gets married to, are you saying like if it was like a group of friends?
It's different.
And the two, like let's say we are five and then the two of them get married. Are you talking about that? And then now suddenly we can't be as close to the guy because now he's a husband to this other person who is also our friend. Or is it that we, like the way we are now and then you get married and then suddenly we can't be, you can't even imagine. And then suddenly we can't be your friend because, as in, I'm trying to understand why. I'm trying to understand why.
Both ways, it happens.
Both the ways it happens.
The other first way, I can see it. The other first way, I can see it. Because obviously
which
now,
way?
The first way of maybe we're all like five of us and then two get married. So that means, of course, now I can't be as close to the guy as I was when like they were not married. I mean, there has to be that boundary.
Think this one is even easier.
This guy cannot be your homie now. Honestly, like he is now his husband, and you can't just be there being like, hey, like no, she will just be like, please show some respect. This is my husband now. For that one, I've seen it actually. Like, the person will just start feeling like, yes, he's your friend, but he's my husband. So you can't be acting like your best friends. You know, no. But then for the second one, I mean, yes, that's your husband now, and fine, cool. But you were my friend first, and it's not that. I don't see how it would change our relationship unless your husband, like Yvonne has said, unless your husband is like, I don't want you to be friends with Yunia because she's just bad influence. Then there, now I can get it. I can be like, oh, fine. But
not so much, Yunia. Sometimes you can find that when a lady gets married, like her focus, and you've had it with so many people. You know, I used to hear it and I'd think, please. Like for me, you might have to stop me from talking to people and give your reason. And I'll fight it, of course. But I know of ladies, once they get married, their focus shifts like 100%, especially to their single ladies. I mean, to their single friends. Like,
yes. Did you even have those conversations before you got married, Yvonne, where they would be telling you, you know, now you can't be hanging out with single friends. I'm like, what the hell?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? You must be crazy.
I know. That's the point. That's the point, Yvonne, actually.
Oh, that's the one you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
That is the point. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's mean, honestly. For me, from what I
think. Yeah, it's mean, but it happens a lot.
Yeah, if you do this to me, I'll be like, bye. You are not supposed to be my friend in the first place. Like,
the
what
first
do you
place.
Mean? So yeah. I can't be your friend now because I'm single. Nah.
No. Yeah.
But even for the one you were talking about, even for the one of their focus shifting, it shifts. That one I agree. Yes, it shifts, but it won't shift forever. It shifts because you're new in something, you're in a transition. So of course you have to settle in first. And I think your friends give you that time to settle in first.
That's the thing. The friendship won't wait. Your single
friend.
Your single friend must keep relating. And sometimes by the time you're coming back, they've moved on. They have other friends.
Okay, it's not that you've gone silent, like you're now not talking completely. It's just that maybe if you used to meet, let's say, Carol, like how we used to meet in the evening after work, you know, like how you we'll meet in the evening after work. You now maybe can't because you need to go home, you know?
Yeah.
But it does not mean that you're not talking. You're talking on phone. It has just become less. It has become less until when you settle in, get into, I don't know, a routine, something that works for you in your new marriage, and then you can know, this time works, this time, you know? Or maybe if you were having sleepovers, and now, of course, you can't have the sleepovers, you know, suddenly, because you're newlyweds, it doesn't mean that you will never have the sleepovers. It just means for this time, you're in a transition, but it does not mean that you're not communicating to your friend. So I think your single friend should not let go of you. You're in a transition.
Yeah. But we have to be careful with transitions, because I think they break relationships. So girls, I would like to hear from you. Have you been let go?
Yes. I've been let go with two instances. I've had a friend who thought I didn't handle their painful experience well.
And she told you.
And she told me. And unfortunately, I'd gone through a painful experience that I hadn't even shared with her. Not because she's not a good friend or anything, but I think... Yeah, it just depends on people's personality. Sometimes you just want to go through the whole process, deal with it, then speak about it. And it was actually almost similar to what she was going through. So it literally broke my heart a second time. So I couldn't be there for her because I almost went into mourning again. Actually, I didn't almost. I actually did go into mourning again. Yeah. And now the only people I could tell that to are outsiders. She left all the groups we were in and stuff like that. And I'm not, I can't get even, it's one of those things I can't even get sad about.
Why? But I've also... I really get sad when my friends dump me.
Yeah.
Don't dump me.
No, for this I can't, you know. Let me tell you, pain, as much as we don't want to talk about it, pain changes people, Yunia.
It does change.
It does, it changes.
Yeah.
It changed me. And actually, for the time that I was late, the friends would have let go of me because of that time after my mom's death. Because I was really just a horrible friend. I didn't have strength to, like, go for things, to pick up calls. Sometimes people would even call and I would not pick and I would not return the call. And it's not that they were bad. It's just that I was sad and I was grieving. And I don't know. I just, life was just really sad. And
that's why I'm saying.
I'm those people that everyone talks about. Like, when I'm sad, I just don't, I don't want, I shut off people.
Yeah.
So in that instance, I'm not sad. I'm not sad. Because it was
You're not sad because you are being you are being as honest as you could with yourself.
Yes.
And if you're also the kind that, you know, when your friend is going through something, you want to give them space because, you know, you think that's the best thing because you usually need space, you know.
Yes.
So once they let you go, you can't feel sad because you are being your best then, even to that word. No, but it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, and I've been let go by friends who went abroad.
Aww. Yeah. Am I supposed to feel guilty?
Yes.
And you know why I'm saying let go? Sometimes I understand when people go abroad and they don't communicate. You know, life is different. You're trying to fit in. When you fit in, time difference. I actually get it.
But
what I don't get when you come back to visit in Kenya and you don't even call me to tell me that you are around.
Because we are not friends anymore, Yvonne. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I've been let go. It's at that point that it hits you. Hiya, I was dropped.
No, even sometimes you have limited time when you go home. But I know what.
Carol, like, I'm not admitting we have to meet.
But call and tell me.
Tell me I'm around, but I won't
but
have
I can't
time.
See you. But you see, in their defense, Carol, those people, they'll insist, let's squeeze time. When are you free? Let's make time. Or feeling like, now she's too busy. Too busy for us.
Yeah.
So, some people just prefer to keep quiet and just hide. Oh,
until I'm seeing photos of you and seeing you in Naivasha with another friend of ours, and I'm like,
that is so funny.
So, girls, what have you learned from those experiences?
It's very important. If you can't say it in words, put it in a letter, send an email, get a third party, but communicate. Like, just don't let it go like that.
That's so hard.
I know, right?
But I agree with you. Like, you, that person deserves that. But
for closure's sake, sometimes you'll find that once you talk about it, the reasons that you felt were important enough for you to let go of the friendship, they actually stop being that important.
I think for me, the lesson I've learned is that it's okay, like, friendships change with seasons and time, and like, we grow and we change, and it's okay. And it has taken me a while, like you guys, a long while. I'm those people, forever friends. I've learned that it changes and sometimes it ends, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. And it's not that you dislike that person now, or, you know, it's just that, I don't know, life is just happening, and it's fine and it's okay.
I relate with what you have learned, Yunia. I think what I've learned is that friendships really vary and they change a lot with different seasons in life. So we can't expect that the depth will remain the same over different seasons. And so, and even the kinds of friends we have, they will change. We will find ourselves getting new friends, or even our own friends that we have will change with life, and their values will change as we grow. But I think we just, what I've learned is to just use wisdom to shape my expectations from my friends, and to just be understanding, or to be considerate. I think the other one, well, for me, what I've learned is like, long distance friendships are valuable as well, like, much as, you know, face-to-face and local friendships are great. But I think for me, what I've learned is to not be afraid to take advantage of the distance as well. Maybe because I've had to live away from my home country. And so I have left my face-to-face friends or local friendships. And sometimes keeping in touch has been a problem. But yet, friendships have also grown so much with the distance. So I think it's okay to have friendships which are friends that you do not get to see often. But that shouldn't be reason for letting go of your friends. So this has been a rich discussion, conversation. So guys, thanks for listening in. We would like to hear what your experiences are. Have you been let go? Have you let go of a friendship? What was your experience? So share with us on our Facebook and Instagram platforms. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.